Okay, well, coming up next, we are got to jump into one of my favorite segments here on New Music Monday, which is our local artist interview. And today, we are joined with Ashton and Nayeli. How are you guys doing today?
I'm good.
I'm feeling fantastic.
Oh, yeah. And you guys have got to tell me about who you interviewed this week and how the interview went.
So we got to interview Loose, who, if you haven't heard of Loose, they're obviously a local band, and they are kind of like fusion jazz. They're a whole lot of fun. Like, I don't know what genre I'd call them. Very, very, very fun.
I believe in the interview we asked what genre, and even they were like, oh, we've got like this and this and this. They're always super fun to talk to. Tons of personality. I really enjoyed interviewing them.
Yeah, and they played at Battle of the Bands, which we hosted last semester, and they did such a good set. But have you guys gotten to see Loose before, or was this kind of your first time seeing them?
We have seen Loose.
Loose was actually the first house show I came to in Bloomington. Loose played it. It was Loose and Harrison Gordon and Blue Carr, who is Jake, the guitarist of Harrison Gordon's other band. Shout out.
Nice.
I believe, did Loose play at the Bird Fest, or where was it? Where did we go?
I believe Loose did play at Bird Fest.
Today.
That was a Harrison Gordon show.
That was just a Harrison Gordon
show. With Summer Brews and Arcadia Gray.
Oh.
Nice. Yeah. And we got to do these interviews live in person, which was pretty cool because usually we do them online. How was this experience getting to do it like face to face?
Oh, it was so fun. You really get to like talk to them. We joked around for like forever. It's in the interview. Like, it was great.
Yeah, it was awesome because like I kind of know at least most of these members just from going to shows and kind of interacting with them. But it was cool to actually get to like talk to them, and you get to have like the microphone, and it feels very official. You get to be in the green room. It's a whole lot of fun.
For sure. Well, without further ado, let's get into our artist interview for this week. This is Loose 9000.
All right, we're here with Loose after Battle of the Bands performance. How about we go down the line and you can introduce yourselves and the instruments that you play?
Okay, I'll start. My name's Sean Duffy. I play the drums.
I'm Joey Unger. I play the guitar.
I'm Kendall Carter. I play the guitar.
I'm Jack O'Mahony. I play the bass guitar.
I really like the specificity there is fantastic. All right, so what inspired you guys to make music, or who?
So we started out as a jazz quartet a couple years ago, and then started writing our own songs. After doing the jazz quartet thing for a couple months, I bought the guitar, and that kind of inspired me to sound like a guitar. Started making some rock music, and that's how it all happened.
And starting as a jazz band, how would you describe your music now? It's obviously evolved since then.
There definitely still is like an aspect of jazz in there, especially with like our soloing. We obviously love to like, I mean, especially as musicians, we like to express ourselves. We change up things all the time. We obviously have that just like overall jazz aspect. But also, I mean, we grab from tons of other genres, like, I mean, grunge, punk, rock, all that stuff.
Real. That's a fantastic answer. I'd like to say that's a fantastic answer. I'd also like ask a quick little follow-up here. You talked a little bit about buying a guitar. What was the process like of learning how to play the guitar? Not a very like normal instrument to see in a band these days.
Yeah, I mean, you're seeing more and more of them, but I played piano my whole life, and learning the guitar after that was actually not that hard. Because the right hand is exactly the same, and the left hand is just like bending the pitch, essentially. So it was actually a pretty easy transition, but it is definitely a different instrument.
And the band name Loose, how did you come up with that? Loose 9000.
I don't know that there was a specific inspiration for it, but we came up with the name Loose back when we were still a jazz quartet. And we had bounced around a lot of names. Band names are really hard. We all couldn't agree on anything at all, and we agreed on Loose. But when we were initially called Loose, we were only a jazz quartet, and we never thought it would be something where we'd be making our own songs. And then when we did start to make our own songs and put them out, then we discovered that there was like 50 other bands called Loose, and then Loose 9000 partially came out of that dilemma.
That's always kind of what I thought was, like, I bet there was just like a million bands called Loose, and then they were like, wait a minute, we've got to make this ours. We've got to really get a grasp on this.
Yeah, we were eventually making our own kind of sound at this point, so we had to eventually really, I mean, just get our name in consideration and just make ourselves stand out, because I mean, there's 9,000 other Loose bands.
But all right, next question. let's move on from that. So something I've always wondered, and I think a lot of people who have seen Loose understand the importance of Garfield within the band Loose. Every time you see Luce, you see Garfield. Garfield's often passed around in the crowd. When did that start? Where does that come from?
So I will answer this because I purchased Garfield. Garfield has actually been with me for about like 3 years now. And I think it was just like on the whim. I'm like, hey, can like Garf just like hang out on my bass amp for like the performance? And the guys were like, yeah, let's do this. And then he just became a staple because everyone was just like, yo, where's Garf? We want Garf, you know? So he just essentially became almost a figure for us in a way, as just, I mean, a little stuffed guy. But I mean, the crowd loved him. We have tons of gigs where he even is crowd surfs across the crowd, and it's just, we get tons of pictures with that. But I mean, he's been the staple since essentially I've got him. So yeah, that's the Garf questions.
Awesome.
To get us back over to some music questions, having so many genres kind of mix, what does your songwriting process look like?
So, my songwriting process, it depends on the song. Sometimes I'll like write the words first, sometimes I'll write like a melody first, or lots of times I'll write a bass line first and then make Jack play the exact notes that I wrote, which I think he kind of resents me for. But I think I'll just like, when a phrase comes to me, I'll like get out my notes app on my phone, write something down, and then when it's really time to write a song, I'll like go through my notes app on my phone and try to find something that I think would be a good song and just really try to sit down with it and do it. I think for me, a lot of it is just setting the time aside to create that distraction-free environment to really make something happen.
Amazing.
We are Luce 9000, and this is our song Caveat here on 103.3 WZND.
Yeah, man.
Amen.
Amen.
So, what has been your guys' favorite memory playing together and having the chance to be in a band together?
I mean, I would say one of our more favorite, at least for me, is we played in a gig in Chicago at a beach. It was the Ropa one of the two. But I keep on just having memories of that gig, and just we were playing out on just like a beach. Tons of people just came up, enjoyed, you know, the music, the vibes, and all that stuff. But I mean, I have tons of amazing memories, especially even playing our first gig here at the Castle. Like, I consider that one of our favorite things that we've ever done. And we've played a ton of things with ISU. One of those things I like specifically is we did a Tiny Desk with ISU through the Redbird Studios. And I still actually think about that actual, like, thing we played there. And I still, every now and then, look back at it. I know Sean was talking about that actual, like, performance earlier today, even. It's just a little, hey, we should kind of do this like this, you know, kind of thing. But there's, I mean, I have tons of memories with this band, so I'd like to continue it.
Playing on a beach, what's the sand situation like?
I got so much sand in my pedals.
There's still sand in one of my, it's expensive pedal, my most expensive pedal still has sand in it. Every time I do the foot switch, I feel the sand.
Is it the Boss one?
No, it's the Wild one.
My bad.
TC Electronic. I just sand.
Is that where you guys like get the gritty sound from? Like just,
yes.
Like,
it adds the tone.
It's more or less the fuzz, but okay. I think that grit comes from the sand too. That's still within our pedals.
Is it like a nuisance, or does it kind of transport you back? You're like, ah, good memories.
Half and half.
It sucks.
All right, it's been great talking with you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
And I am excited to hear more from Luce in the future.